Governor Eric Greitens is with me this afternoon. How are you, Governor?
Mark, I'm doing well, and I appreciate you being here, and I want to let you know that Sheen and I appreciate you and everybody who's listening today.
I honestly can't think of a time where I have dreaded an interview as much as this one. And I'm being honest, you know, because we know each other so well, and we go back, and I believe in you, and I want to still believe in you. This is not a fun circumstance, and part of it is because the nature of the story, but part of it is because of our friendship and because Becky and I really, you know, feel badly for Sheena because this is obviously an embarrassment and it's a tough situation. But let me start with this question. Pretty obvious one. What the bloody hell were you thinking? That would be one that comes to mind, right?
Well, Mark, I first of all, I appreciate the thought and the sentiment, and Sheena does as well. And the first thing I want to say is that I made a mistake years ago, and I was unfaithful to my wife. I was unfaithful to Sheena. And this is something that we dealt with privately. We dealt with it together. And I also want to be clear, there's a lot of falsehoods that have been reported. There was no blackmail. There was no violence. The mistake that I made was that I was engaged in a consensual relationship with a woman who is not my wife. And it is a mistake for which I am deeply sorry. Sorry to Sheena. Sorry to the boys. Sorry to our family, to our friends, and to so many people who rely on me. And you know, Sheen and I dealt with this years ago, and it was hard. It was painful, and it was hard because as a husband and a father, I want to protect the people I love. And this was a case where I actually hurt the people who I love. And I'm so grateful for Sheena's love. I'm grateful for Sheena's forgiveness and so many people who've helped us. And, you know, we've got two awesome boys. And we are stronger today, and we wake up every day, and we love our boys. And so I also want to say I'm, you know, grateful to so many people who've supported us through this process.
Now you say that Sheena knew about this, and you guys had dealt with this, but it's hard for me to believe she didn't know all the details that came out last week.
You know, Sheena and I had dealt with this privately. We dealt with it openly, and both of us sat down and we talked about this. Talked about this, we worked through it, and with God's forgiveness, with prayer, with a lot of wonderful family, we worked through it. And yeah, this was painful. This was difficult. And the other thing that's been difficult now is that there are all of these falsehoods and all of these rumors that are being reported. I mean, you've seen, there are people who are reporting that Sheena was giving birth in the delivery room when I was with another woman and hit her. It's absolutely false. Sheena and I didn't even have a child that year, but people are out reporting these things that are false, and then Sheena has friends who are calling her, and she's got to pick up the phone and talk to them about it. And you know, that has been hurtful. It's been hurtful to a lot of people. You know, the other day I had to, you know, I went home, because my parents, of course, were worried, and I talked with them. But I walked into the house, and my mom is on the phone with my 95-year-old preschool teacher, who had called my mom to say, "I love you. I care about you. We love the family. We're all here for you. We're behind you." And so the other thing I want people to know is that amid this crazy storm of negativity and all of the falsehoods and all of the rumors, in the center of that storm, Sheena and I have felt a tremendous amount of love and a tremendous amount of compassion. And everybody needs to know we're strong. We're strong, and we're moving forward.
You know, a lot of people, and I sense this not only from listeners, but people I speak with, and a lot of women actually, are willing to forgive the affair. Look, it's happened to a lot of high-profile people, unfortunately, a lot of people in politics. I mean, you can go back to MLK and JFK and Bill Clinton, the list goes on. But they're troubled by some of the other allegations. And the first question would be, did you snap a picture of this woman while she was naked?
Mark, there was no blackmail. There was no photograph for a threat of blackmail. There was no threat of violence. There was no violence. Those things are false. And beyond that, it's a private matter. It's something that Sheena and I dealt with years ago, and everyone has asked for privacy. And I respect that, and I'd ask everyone to respect that.
What do you think the motivation would be of the woman claiming some of these other things?
Well, Mark, I respect her privacy, and my understanding is that she has asked for privacy as well.
Yeah, well, she has.
Yeah.
Right, she has it. So, but okay, this is fair, though, because, and I know it's a private matter. I get that. But it does call into question decision-making if you have an affair with a child on the way in your own house when you knew you were running for governor. And, you know, I don't know if you ever gave thought to whether or not it would become public. And again, it's not unusual for people to have marital indiscretions. But the line that was perhaps crossed was the allegation of the picture and all of that. Now, you're saying that that didn't happen, but the decision-making and the trust, Eric, your Navy SEAL, you know, your resume, I've gone over it. Everybody knows impeccable. Time 100 people, most influential on the planet. That, you know, then people say, wait a second. You know, we wanted to believe in this guy. We believed in this guy, and this happens.
Well, and I'd say to everybody that, again, I made a mistake, and I'm sorry for it. And I'd ask for everyone who has it in their heart to forgive, to forgive. I realize that for some people that's not possible.
Yeah.
I'm extraordinarily grateful that Sheena has. But this is a mistake that I made. And Mark, I take responsibility for it. I'd also want to say, like, this isn't who I am. Okay? This is a mistake that I made. But it's not who I am. And people need to know we are moving forward. And like I said, amidst all of this craziness, we are so grateful for the tremendous support that we've had from people. So many people who've had our back, and there's been some surprising and really positive things that have come from this.
I'll ask one more question about the affair, just to clarify. Was that you said it went on for a while, was that a 7-month, it's been described to me as a 7-month relationship. Is that accurate?
Mark, this was a consensual relationship that lasted for several months and ended years
ago. Okay. All right. So then the other question would be, and this is where it gets, you know, rather serious, because, again, I think people can maybe forgive and forget that. But are you concerned at all that you broke the law? And not only because of the allegations of blackmail or the picture, but there's a report today that says the FBI has opened an inquiry. If Kim Gardner subpoenas the woman, this could get ugly and potentially legally risky for you, couldn't it?
Mark, it's not true. I've never been contacted by the FBI, never been contacted by law enforcement on this or any matter. There's no blackmail. There's no violence. There is nothing to investigate.
Did Lucinda Lukemeyer, that's her name, right?
The attorney? And
yeah.
Yeah.
Did she potentially break the law when she started poking around on this story before it broke, and she's working for the taxpayers on state business, and this could be classified as personal? That's another concern that people have.
Mark, absolutely not. The facts are really clear. An inquiry came into this office. One of our attorneys called an attorney to ask about it, found out that it was about a personal matter, so turned it over to my personal attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly how something like this should have been handled. And I think what you've seen, as I mentioned, is that you have all of these falsehoods, all of these rumors that are being spread, and it is hurtful. But the truth here is very clear.
Did you ever consider resigning in the last week?
No.
Never?
Not for a minute.
Not for a minute. Even with all the people, even members of your own party, calling for your resignation?
Mark, we have so many people around the state of Missouri who, you know, some things will get covered in the media. What you guys don't see, and can't see, understandably, is the incredible support that we have. We have so many people who are counting on us to get things done. 13,000 kids in the Missouri foster care system. And you know what? Let me mention something else. Over the course of this process, we've reached out to lots of people, and lots of people have reached out to us, Republicans, Democrats, House, Senate, people from all over the state. And you got to keep your heart open, because people can surprise you, you know, especially when things are difficult. God has a way of turning things to the good. Two of the best conversations that I had in this whole process were two senators who I have disagreed with. We've had major disagreements on policy. But these are people who've had a lot of pain in their life. They've dealt with suffering. And they were some of the most thoughtful, warm, kind conversations I've had. And I left those conversations. We kind of reset our relationship, and I'm even more hopeful about what we can do for the people of Missouri.
Now, I'm guessing that one of those senators was not Rob Schoff, though.
No, House senators was not Rob Schiff.
Right.
No.
And he's been hitting you hard on this, and obviously he's been critical of the other issues and the dark money and the transparency. And, you know, the one thing, and I know you know this, Eric, and I appreciate that you've given me as much, access as you have, but, you know, the media is not going to give up on this. And one disadvantage that you have is the perception that you aren't transparent enough and that the dark money is influencing your decisions. So when you have people that you've alienated, that's going to, you know, that's going to make them more motivated to be more aggressive. It's just human nature.
Sure. And I think that's a question for another day. You know, who's behind this, what their motivations are, what all of the critics are doing. I think that's a question for another day. I think today what's really important for people to understand is that I made a mistake years ago before I was governor. It's something that I took responsibility for with Sheena, that we dealt with it privately, that we're moving forward, and that we got a lot of great people. Great people, you know, all over the state of Missouri who we are really grateful for.
So I'll ask one more question, just because I think this needs to be on the record. Is there are rumors, there are more rumors, oh, there's going to be more women, or there's an allegation of this. Will there be any other women that come forward?
Those are false. I made a mistake with one woman years ago, and Sheena and I dealt with it privately. And all of the other falsehoods and rumors that people are spreading are just that, they're false. And I made a mistake. I'm deeply sorry for it, and Sheena and I are strong. We're moving on. We got a strong team. We're moving on. And all of your listeners should rest easy, sleep easy, knowing that we're here, and we're going to continue to work on behalf of, you know, kids in foster care and our law enforcement officers and our veterans and people who are out struggling and working. We're here working for them.
Governor, I appreciate the time. I really do.
I appreciate you, Mark. Thank you so much for making the time to talk today.
All right. Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
Thank you.